Bells signify peace. You ring bells at Victory, church bells, and we want to ring out the peace, not only for the people who have died here, but for all the people who are dying all over the world.
What do you think about the police presence here?
It's a little much, but as long as they stay put, I guess we'll be all right.
Tell me about the sign that you're holding.
Sure, the sign is basically saying that only the truth about 9/11 can set us free. And that's a very important concept to understand, because this is where we get to the root of the evil and the militarization agenda that is basically driving everything that's happening now in the world. If we get to the root of what really happened in 9/11, we will be set free. And because if you analyze this, very just superficially even, you can see that there's no way the official story is the truth. And there's no way that 9/11 could have happened without high-level intervention and facilitation within rogue elements within our own government. And this has to be stopped. It's criminal. It's treasonous. It has to be stopped. It has to come from us. We have a flyer here listing about 20 omissions from the 9/11 report. These are very, very serious questions and issues that were not raised, that were literally avoided, because the 9/11 family members themselves compiled a list of many, many, many questions, maybe 100 questions, and tried time and time again throughout the whole series and process of the hearings to get these questions asked, and they were suppressed. So we are now putting out a citizens' 9/11 hearings, and we're highlighting what these glaring omissions were. The commission that we just got this official report from was literally appointed by our president and by our president's administration. Therefore, it was not independent. Therefore, it could not be counted on to fully investigate and indict the very body that it was appointed by. So what we need is a truly independent investigation by citizens and researchers. On September 9th, there will be a panel. We'll include Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, a very renowned researcher named Mike Rupert, has a website called FromTheWilderness.com, and others as well. And they will have engineers, firemen, I believe, and other witnesses and family members and other experts on a panel.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
We're with separate organizations, but he joins my vigil, which I have every Wednesday, Grandmothers Against the War vigil. And Bill and some of his Veterans for Peace friends always come to our vigil and stand with us. So he's a good friend.
How long have you been holding your vigil?
Since January 14th. On January 14th, two of us started and nearly froze to death. It was so cold. But we kept with it, and now we're up to about 15, 18 people every Wednesday.
And where is it that you hold your vigil?
Right in front of Rockefeller Plaza, which on Fifth Avenue, which is the don't you think that's the perfect spot?
Everybody goes there. I saw Judi Dench one day,
yeah.
And Jackie Mason walked by.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But the main thing is that people from all over the world come by there, tourists, and they see us, and they love us, and they applaud us, and they go, you know. So we feel that we really are reaching out all over the world by being there, because we have so many things we're going to do. Tomorrow we're going to be part of the big march. We're going to have this banner, but we're going to be part of the Thousand Coffins group. Do you know about them? That's where we're going to go, and we're going to be pallbearers. And I think I have a few more grandmothers. You know, grandmothers are old, a lot of them. They're not really up for walking so far, but there will be at least four or five of us tomorrow, maybe more, I hope.
Bells are for exorcism, for marriage, for warning, for purification, and we just thought that nobody had done that before, and we thought it was a great way to sort of turn all of the craziness that's going on this week into at least a little ceremony that would bring people together. We have 10 minutes of silence, which you're taking advantage of, and then at a certain point we go into a section called directional ringing, where each side of the World Trade Center is, whether it's east or south or north, has various qualities associated with it. So east is new beginnings and welcoming, and so we're going to now try to convey those things in 2 minutes of ringing. West has a different image that they're going to be concentrating on, south and north. And then after all four, after we've gone around in 2 minute sections, then we all ring together for 2 minutes, trying to communicate to one another, see if we can hear or get into harmony with all four sides. And that'll repeat 5 times, and then we'll disperse ringing out into the city.
Is the World Trade Center site completely surrounded?
Yes, quite.
I, as a Texan and as a Vietnam veteran, I want to express my outrage and my disgust that George Bush, a draft dodger from Connecticut, would dare to attack the war record of John Kerry, and after what he did in my state as governor, that he wants to be president and do to the country what he did to Texas. I can't sit by and let him get away with that.
Your sign says Republicans for Kerry. Are you voting for Kerry, and are you a Republican?
Yes, I'm a registered Republican, and I will be voting for John Kerry on November 2nd.
I'm Diane Dreyfus.
Bob Muldoon, Sierra Club. Sierra Club released a report on 9/11 air quality issues. Basically, the report was released the other week, and we're doing a vigil tabling outreach to highlight the issues around air quality. Basically, the Bush administration, the EPA, showed up 2 weeks after 9/11 and said the air was fine. And we believe they were wrong. We've documented this. We released a report on it. We're calling for them to admit the truth around what happened, to help the people who are still sick from air quality issues, and to make sure this doesn't happen in any kind of future disasters like this.
What are some of the air quality issues that the Bush administration ignored?
Basically, what happened is the two buildings collapsed, and they formed like incinerators. Continued burning, the rubble continued burning within the concrete, etc. And we had the longest burning fires for it, went on for about 2.5 months. And we had EMT workers, first responders, firefighters, etc., down here helping to remove the debris, not using respirators, you know, not using proper protection, as well as the people in the community. They should have carefully evaluated the quality of the air. And they should have been open to the public about what the problem was, and they should have worked to provide the protection to the first responders and to the community, and they should have thoroughly had a program to thoroughly clean up the area, the buildings in the area, from any toxic pollutants that came out, asbestos, lead, other toxins.
Where can our listeners go to get more information?
SierraClub.org.
What are you wearing today?
I am wearing a Marabou Memorial Moth outfit.
Can you tell me what that means?
It came from a dream I had about my grandson, who was to be born in March, but my daughter miscarried because she stood on the roof at 911. And we were in a place where we were not evacuated, nor even given a smog alert. And the doctor said when she delivered the baby that it was consistent with 40 packs of cigarettes being smoked. Why I wear this during Bush protests is I want to point out that it was the government that failed to give us notice. And the failure to give notice has left people with no way to tell families time to leave. I had a friend who lived right over here on Rector Street with her two children, and her husband said, you must leave. And she said, the government doesn't say I have to leave. He said, you must leave. These kids are going to get sick. And he moved her, kicking and screaming, without any support from the government, out of Manhattan. That was the kind of difficulty people faced. How can you make a decision to move your family when your common sense is telling you move, and your government is saying, don't worry your little heads? That's cognitive dissonance. That's bad government. That's malfeasance.